Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The U.S. Department of Defense is in the midst of reforming how it does business. Along with realizing cost savings and efficiencies, these management reforms and initiatives seek to create a more agile, responsive, and efficient organization, motivated by the need to make better use of resources, improve stewardship, and provide the best support possible to the warfighters. How is DoD improving its business operations? What is DoD doing to modernize its business processes and use resources more effectively? And how is DoD promoting management and operational excellence? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Beth McGrath, Deputy Chief Management Officer at the U.S. Department of Defense. Welcome, Beth. It's great to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is John Vonglis. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Michael. It's great to be here also.
Beth, before delving into specific initiatives, I was hoping you would give us an overview of the history and mission of DoD's Deputy Chief Management Officer and the office that was created.
So back in 2001, there was a lot of focus on the financial audit, achieving financial audit within the Department of Defense. And so we established the Financial Management Modernization Program. But over the course of time, we recognized that it takes more than just the financial community to achieve audit readiness and really make headway into our overarching business operations. So in 2005, we established the Business Management Modernization Program to look more holistically across the business enterprise and not just focus on the financials. And there, too, Congress recognized that we needed some more tools in our toolbox, if you will, to really go after the entire business space. So it is around that time that Congress legislated to us the utilization of a business enterprise architecture, enterprise transition plan, more effective governance, really the tools that most corporations have as they manage their overall operation. The Deputy Chief Management Officer position was established in the 2009 National Defense Authorization Act. And it was there that they created both the position of the Deputy Chief Management Officer and codified the role of the Deputy Secretary of Defense as the Chief Management Officer or Chief Operating Officer across the department. And that really elevated the conversation to be more holistic, not only within the OSD element, but also across the military departments. Because in that same legislation, they identified the undersecretaries of the military departments as the chief management officers for their respective components. So they really put the structure across the department, across all of the business lines, to effectively manage and oversee and integrate the entire business space.
So your charge, and it's a very important charge, is an enterprise mandate. And operationally, how is your office organized? What's the size of the budget, types of employees, and how do you interact with the armed services, as you've mentioned just now?
So up until recently, we had a very small office. The office was actually established during the tail end of the Bush administration. And so at that time, it was recognized that we needed to stand it up, but really it would be the next administration that really put its mark on how it wanted this office to work in the DoD enterprise. So we started out with about 12 people doing multiple jobs, and only recently with the disestablishment of the defense agency that we oversaw are we really growing, moving some of those functions into my office. And so we'll go from about 12 to a little over 130 in the next year. So percentage-wise, it's a significant growth. And our interaction with the military departments is daily on many different fronts, from a systems or process perspective to standards and various investments. And my main interaction is with the undersecretaries of the military departments, again, who serve as their chief management officers. But we also must integrate across the OSD, the Office of Secretary of Defense Enterprise, because those are the folks that actually establish the policies and standards where the business is done. And so it's critically important that we're integrating and integrated with the thought process, both at the OSD level and at the military departments where most of the business is executed.
Actually, I'd like to talk more about your actual role. What are the specific duties and responsibilities of the Deputy Chief Management Officer? And can you tell us, how does it support the overall DoD mission?
So my function seems to grow daily, I would say, technically, and by statute or by charter. We have very much an integration role. We're really integrating, again, strategy, process, and performance across the DoD enterprise in each one of the business lines. And so I mentioned previously the OSD staff. They really are the business line owners. We have, an area who's owned by the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. So we have the HR function. We have financials. And we've got the supply chain piece. But if the department doesn't act holistically as an enterprise, then each would optimize potentially their own stovepipe as opposed to really looking across the department. So it's a long-winded way of saying my job is to ensure that I work with everyone across the OSD to align policy, process, and also information technology. And it's really important to clearly communicate and articulate the mission and the policy aspects to the military departments. Because at the end of the day, they do execute in accordance with the policy. And so it's really very much an integration function, a prioritization of business, what are the business priorities, and then also the implementation oversight of many of our major automated information systems that are being deployed across the department.
Beth, and regarding your responsibilities and duties in that capacity, what would you say your top three challenges are that you face in the position, and how are you going about addressing them?
Working at the Department of Defense is a terrific opportunity, and I have been there for a very long time, 23 years specifically. And so understanding how big DoD is to someone who hasn't actually lived there is very, very difficult sometimes. So I would say size creates a challenge, because to try and implement something across an enterprise that is as big as the 16th country in the world would be, that doesn't happen overnight, nor does it happen very easily. And so really it's coming up with a framework that can be executed, replicated, and implemented across the defense enterprise is absolutely probably my top two challenges if I was to was able to account the size for the first two. But I would also add complexity to that list. Many of our operations have started, and when I say operations, I don't mean from a military perspective. The way we conduct business is very, very different. We are very non-standard. Frankly, by design, we were that way. And so now in this environment of, I'll say, this austere fiscal environment, and with our ability really to try and get at, how do we do what we do across the enterprise? How much does it cost across the enterprise? Really having the complexity that we have and the variability and variation in the way we execute it is very different. So if you put size and complexity together, one would wonder why I would want this job. But I do think it's terribly exciting, because it's also an opportunity to really make significant change in an enterprise that, really wants to and can execute in just the most tremendous ways. We have one of the most, the strongest military power still in the world, and being a support to that military presence, I think, is really important. So, this building this coalition for change across the department, articulating the importance of the business mission and how it really facilitates and empowers and enables our core national security mission, I think is a tremendous opportunity. And so, size and complexity, yes, we have both, but we also have some of the best, people that, I certainly have had the opportunity to work with. And it's really getting to those people to enable the change and establish the change agents across the whole Federation, if you will, is really a very exciting part of what I do.
Well, Beth, given your experience, I'd be interested to know what are the characteristics of an effective leader, and who has informed your leadership style and management approach?
I think people look for someone to make those decisions. And I also think you need to be confident, but not overly so. So I believe confidence inspires confidence in others. And I believe that, a winning team is a winning team not by accident, because they believe in themselves and they believe in what they do. And so it's really that also ties to the passion. I really think the austere, really good leaders are those who are very passionate about what they do. the maintaining high standards not only for yourself but for others, raising the bar, demanding excellence, and I don't mean perfection. And finally, people need to trust you. You need to be trustworthy. You need to have a strong sense of character, because I think without that, especially doing what we do in business transformation, where we work with absolutely everybody, I think you really need to bring your A game always and have the trust in people to then drive a specific initiative or focus or outcome.
How is DoD improving its business operations? We will ask Beth McGrath, Deputy Chief Management Officer at the U.S. Department of Defense, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.